AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. On a visit to Buffalo, President Biden blasts what he calls the poison of white racism that fueled Saturday's attack on a grocery store in which 10 blacks were killed.
In America, evil will not win, I promise you.
The forces of hatred and evil are what the president often says pushed him to seek and win the White House. He's facing them again.
These hate-filled attacks represent the views of a hate-filled minority. We can't allow them to distort America, the real America.
He's urging Americans of all races to reject white supremacy and the lie of the racist replacement theory, which baselessly claims white people are being intentionally overrun by people of color. Investigators are looking at the Buffalo shooter's connection to the theory. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell has asked if the Republican Party in particular should publicly reject the so-called replacement theory.
Racism of any sort is abhorrent in America and ought to be stood up to by everybody, both Republicans, Democrats, all Americans.
Several GOP candidates, including Ohio Senate nominee J.D. Vance, accused Democrats of concocting an immigrant invasion to steal elections. The Select House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol turns down, for now, a request from the Justice Department for access to the committee's interviews. Committee Chairman Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson says he has no problem allowing other government departments taking a look at what the committee has done, but agencies can't just go through the files while the panel is still doing its job.
We're still in the process of doing our work product. We cooperate all the time with agencies. People have come in, they've looked at information, but we're not given access to the property. Big difference.
This is AP News. Congress holds its first hearing in a half century on UFOs. AP's Ben Thomas has this on what the Pentagon is saying.
Reports of sightings are frequent and continuing.
Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray did not suggest their evidence of extraterrestrial life, but rather
quadcopters and unmanned aerial systems that are in our airspace, identification of what we can classify as clutter, Mylar balloons and other types of air trash, and improvements in the capabilities of our various sensors.
Lawmakers from both parties say UFOs are a national security concern, in which case Bray says much needs to remain classified.
We do not want potential adversaries to know exactly what we're able to see or understand, or how we come to the conclusions we make.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Dust-covered solar panels spell doom for NASA's InSight lander on Mars. The guess is power will fade in July. Since landing on Mars in 2018, InSight has detected more than 1,300 Martian quakes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.